This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Kumalusi Mbokazi, this one is called Ngisize Nkosi. Ingoma yaduma kakhulu back in the days on MUT Radio. He's joining us in studio namhlanje to speak about umusic wakhe ne journey yakhe in music. You know, Snezi, Maskula. This song, I think, yaphuma mhlambe ngase high school. I'm not
yes.
sure.
Yes, and the one that says Udondolo. Yes, those were the songs back then.
So, you know, when ingoma iphuma, obviously, I'm an artist. The likes of Sifiso Ncwane, the likes of, you know, sibabonela kude.
Yes.
And you don't ever think that you'd actually have a conversation with this person.
Sure.
So today, angazi kwenzakalani.
You feel honored.
I feel honored to have
I fully
Malusi Mbokazi in studio and actually speaking with him directly. Malusi Mbokazi, welcome on MUT Radio. Thank you so much for joining us.
Studio coming in Jesus Christ, back in the days.
Yes.
No,
it is ingane. Sibancane. Yes.
I've been in the industry for more than 20 years now.
Yeah,
that's massive.
Yeah, so I'm old.
Would you say that this song iyona ngoma eyakwazisa ebantwini kakhulu?
This song made me one of the best brands in South Africa and ngaphandle. This song made me a great father to my kids. This song made me a great husband. It made me one of the best sons to my mom. So, ngiyayihlonipha kakhulu le ngoma.
Ngisize Nkosi, you wrote the song.
Yeah.
What was happening kuwena when you wrote le ngoma Ngisize Nkosi? Was it something that was happening in your life, or you were just taking from ama scenarios abantu babonayo and writing? Because siyabaza abaculi, they only write about their personal life. Abanye look at around
what's happening around. Sure.
Babhale ngalokho. What was happening through your mind at the time?
Actually, this song, I did not write it.
Okay.
But I poop.
Mm.
It came ngalesi sikhathi when I was nganginenkinga khona. It was 2014 when I took a decision yokuphuma eqinjini and do my own thing. So a lot of people babengijikela, a lot of things were said about me. So the only thing that ngangikhulekela was to get a great song that will shake South Africa and that would make people see and notice ukuthi why did I take a decision ukuthi ngibe ngedwa ngenze solo career. So this song came at that time.
Ngisize Nkosi.
Yeah.
Yo, it was a hit.
It still is.
Yes. Yeah.
One thing I love about this song is that each time it plays, somehow you get to feel the connection with God. But there's that emotional nature. There's that final thing in Lego. Yes, that's my favorite part.
Let's take it back to umfana omncane wakambokazi. Uzalelwa apho, ukhulela apho?
Ngizalwa la eMlazi. Ngikhulele la eMlazi. Ngizalwa intombi yakwaMbambo nensizwa kaMbokazi. I come from a Christian family, which is where I started Lendo Kula. ngangayithandi ngangayifuni ayikudanga ngayifuni njengokucula.
Okay.
Mina I used to play soccer njengomdlalo webhola. So le yokucula uma wayeyifaka ngenkani kumina. Up until I ended sengiqala ukuyibona ukuthi no. Awuthi ngijoin nakhona nga join ikhwaya ebandla because ngangithanda ama trip. So
okay.
Wakuhanjwa kakhulu yabo. So that's where I decided that I would join an choir band. And I'm born with Joan join a choir band saying if I get stuck so would lend on so it hand. So I'm going to have a choir band and have a choir band. Sakula, 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 Sakula. That's where I met my wife.
Are you now saying that as a choir nearby?
I feel like Sondana Sondan Buffet, you never know.
You never know. And then from there, ngaqala ngawuthanda umculo. That's when I joined the group, and then from the group, then I did my solo.
And then now, after coming out of iqembu lelo khuluma ngalo, which song would you say was your breakthrough song besides Ungisize Nkosi?
From iqenjini?
Yes.
Oh God, it was Azophela Maqhinga.
Yes, yes, I love that song so much. Ooh, Sana. Yes, I'm definitely sure that's a song.
It's those two songs.
But within a group, how was the experience working with a band? Because it was a great music. You gave us great music.
Yes.
Let's not shy away from that. Yeah. How was the experience there?
One thing you can never erase in Bilo and its history.
Yes.
It's always there.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not. That's why abantu mangihamba namanje basathi umalo
sobangqobi. Yes, yes.
It's because I think most of the people and ugu introduce in the industry started at that those days. So what I experienced a group in was into ukufunda kakhulu because you learn how to treat abantu, you learn how to indlela communicate with different minds.
Yes.
You learn how to convince abantu that you have different visions with, but uba convince let's have one vision and one goal.
Yeah.
So I learned a whole lot of things. I think that's how I got to be introduced in the industry and the experience and the challenges in the industry.
Speaking of challenges and being in a group and then later on coming out of the group, so I'm up for my challenges. Leia challenge was the highlight of my career, and how did you overcome that challenge?
Hey, my challenges. But one of the biggest challenges that I experienced was when I lost my voice. For 2014, and odokotela ngokukhulu kuzithemba bathi ngeke ngiphinde ngicule. Fortunately enough, uNkulunkulu ukhona, and we believe in him. So that was my biggest challenge empilweni yami, because ngisanda kushadelwa. So can you imagine coming back at home and saying, no, land obesity, yona is dependent, yona financially, ngeke sakwazi ukwenzeka. So, yeah, wakhona lawo dokotela abakama ngezandla. Abathi, no, what I, angeke ngihlule mina, let us try. So, wazama again, my voice came back. I think it was about 2-3 weeks, it came back. So, that was my biggest challenge, and that was my lowest.
I think let's go to the song.
Ngibona
laphambi kwami uDondolo.
Yes.
You gonna tell us more about this song when we come back ukuthi ikhuluma ngani? Let's go straight to it. Kamalusimbokazi uDondolo. We have him in studio. Sikhuluma naye about his journey in music nokuthi sifike kanjani la where we are today.
Lalela. Kule mfulu uDondolo. Don't
beautiful song, man. Utondolo by Malu Simbokazi on MUT Radio.
Yes, and I believe this song, Iconic album, yako lepalo to the full Circle Revival.
Iconic.
Yes, oh, yes,
beautiful.
Yes.
Lego mangiazi kuta.
Yes, yes. That it has a pela makinga. Yes.
Okay, we are going because you brought this song back, no ma inja lengo mane wa.
Inja kumina.
Kumina.
Ezumalo
so
ambo.
Okay.
The song ngayicula. Eyo, aku 20 ban. Ngiyangi release na bangobi.
Yes.
It's an old song.
Utondolo. What inspired you ukuthi uyirevive le ngoma le?
You know what? Mangi kuma performances noma kuma gigs abantu bayifuna le ngoma. You understand? So ucula zophela maqhinga phela.
Exactly.
So ngaze nga end up ngithi yazuthini, let me just do these two songs ngendlela yami. As much as ngangizenza ne group, but this time let me just do them ngendlela yami.
Oh yeah.
So that's when I decided to angikeep him man ngendlela yami.
Ubuyibuka le nto ukuthi siyase siyachwechwa manje
noma siyachwechwa manje.
Lalela, lalihlanganele nje.
Okay.
Ihlanganene.
Into kaNkuluNkulu kanjani?
Lalela ivela ihlanganela. Angizange icabange nendaba yokuchwechwa. Lutho ngayicwayela ingoma mina ngasenzela.
That is beautiful. And also just to shift focus for a second, I think we should also appreciate a manager yakho ba Malu Simbokazi uLinda, because that's why, because one thing about Linda, Linda will convince you to download the album engashongo nix gwen because of umsebenza u poster on the socials. I have the whole album. Yes, I have the whole album.
From that when asinezi as an artist, kubalekanga ukusebenza nabantu mhlawumbe ozwana nabo, because you're going to tell us also ukuthi usebenzene nabantu kulezi ingoma lezi.
Kubalekile ukusebenza nabantu. Whether you azwana nabo acting ukuthi nithandane.
Okay.
You need to work. A person needs to know umsebenzi wakhe.
Work, yes. That's sure. That's for sure.
I have a team.
All right.
I have a brand manager, a manager, a marketing manager, and a music director. Every time, wherever I go, ngikhona. Ulinda is my marketing manager. And at the same time, Ulinda is my my tour manager. At the same time, Ulinda uyena ngigadayo. So so kubalekile ukusebenza nabantu. Ngaloko sithi ngiloke ngithi ngizozenzela izinto ngifuna ukwenza yonke into, because ngeke ngenze yonke into. So it's important to ukuthi ube khona abantu abenza izinto.
Ama achievements amangaka ngengwabalonke, mhlambe you'll mention a few. Maningi kakhulu.
Definitely.
You've come a long way, khulumele ngo 20 years in the industry.
In the industry, sure.
And sukhulumele nangama challenges. What keeps you going? Especially as a gospel artist, what keeps you going uqhubeke and recording and being a successful musician that you are?
I think it's the prayers ngikhuleke ngikhulekelwa abantu. Kunabantu ngiyafisa ukubabonga. Everyone on my lalele radio as ukuthi kunomuntu ekuthi uMalu Simbokazi amkhulekele, wenza ucula ngisize Nkosi noma uDondolo noma amaqhinga. But amkhulekele, those prayers go a long way. So ngiyababonga kakhulu. And ngiyacela ukuthi baqhubeke. That what keeps me sustained and ngikhule.
Yeah.
That is pretty amazing. And by the look of things, ngathi nesikhathi siyatekateka. So I'm going to ask you, Kuti, can we maybe expect any projects from you? Is there anything if I need to say something for now?
I have a book that I wrote. It's a great pastor in church, but a beast to his family.
That sounds interesting. Well, what is it about? What motivated you to write that book?
It's about my life. And my father, who was a pastor. This book teaches you. It teaches a young man or a young girl. Ngaphansi kwesimo sokuhlukumezeka noma isimo sokuhlupheka. Ukuthi use whatever situation that you're in as a motivation to make your life better. So this book is about that in general.
Wow.
And August Billy, I have another project that we will do soon. It's a project very enkulu kakhulu. Vision ya enkulu.
Wow.
Ulele nje kutheni ngithole the court sponsors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I want to give ingane zesikole classes. Because into engayibona nengiyi-experience nengayibuka ngayibona that I've been observing iminyaka eminingi kunengane eyifeyilayo ayifeyili izowuzidoma ivele izothi ayibona ebhodini.
That's true.
Yes.
So it's one challenge enkulu but esingayinakile. Yeah.
And how
okay, I'm sure there's someone at home, Osbuza, it's okay, Usnelte, she has the whole album. Omunye umuntu mhlambe doesn't know ukuthi umculo wakho utholakala kuphi kanjani.
Umculo wami khona available le ngoma nje sikhuluma ngayo njengamanje, the Full Circle Revival. Iphume umhla ka 13 September last month. Iyatholakala ku Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, wona wonke ama sites la ukudownload. Ngicela abantu bayidownload. Unfortunately ama CD anginawo. Nama USB anginawo.
And it's 2024, yeah, I mean
yeah.
So we only have ama sites. Would please go into your phone and download and have the song Impilo Yakho Yonke. Asi download any nje ngoba sema kusilimaza. If you have a problem, mawufuna ama link, go to my Facebook.
Yes.
Umalus Mboka has reloaded. Uzowathola ama link uye ku Instagram, kuyi bio ya Malus Mboka. Uye ku TikTok nakhona uzoyithola Malus Mboka and YouTube Malus Mboka.
Malus Mboka, siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you so much for joining us on the MUT Radio. And I'm glad it was such an experience. You know, when the producer beloke sitshela nje over the week ukuthi, you know, we having Malus Mboka. In my mind I'm like, "Oh, the motivational speaker." And I'm like, at no, angazi, atu producer no, angazi, but zokusendela ingoma zakhe, like, "Oh, uyacula nocula." Then only Izolo, I realize, "Oh, flip, it's not the one I'm thinking of."
Yeah,
and can you guess who?
Yeah, I know.
Uban.
I know.
Yes!
Exactly. I always confuse you. Yeah. But yeah, nice, man. Please confuse no, Stella Mbogazi. I don't know, but okay, Guna, something in Lingayo. Somehow.
No, in Twana.
Yeah, no, Siabonga, cool. Simkipa Ngomaya Kumalus Mbogazi, Amakinga on MUT
so much.
Radio. Siabonga, cool.
Siabonga.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.